Have you heard you can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Somebody sent us the video of the guy actually diving in the Bass Pro Shop on Twitter.
There were two efforts.
I shared it.
Two different dives.
But he missed the first time?
He falls out.
Oh, okay. So
he dives in, and if you listen to the audio, because I listened to it off the air there, and we can't play it on the air. The guy's swimming, he's yelling at a security guard, and I swear he says, and you listen to it yourselves, he goes, "I'm going to F you in the A." He's yelling at the security cops.
Oh, that's a...
Oh. But then, since there's like an edge, he falls out of the water flat on his face, and that's about a 10-foot drop. And then he's laying there naked completely, and they cuff him, and then somebody throws a blanket over him. After that, they must pick him up. The video ends. Yeah.
Or they'd be bass.
Listen to the audio.
Yeah. Or whatever else they put in there, bass, crappie.
Obviously, I don't really hang out at that particular store. I know there's one everywhere, for that matter. What are in that thing when he's swimming around with
I've
his wiener?
I've seen bass in there before. Pike.
There's a big, weird-looking fish.
That was a rough fall.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, he falls out of that.
Did any of the fish start nibbling at his wiener when he
jumped in? It's not that close up a shot.
Maybe that's what happened to it. They ate it off.
Right. They mistook it for a plastic lure and started eating his little wiener.
Yeah.
That's a really odd way to talk trash.
Oh, wow.
And then
I'm going to F you in the
air. Listen to the audio during the break. When we get the break again, listen to the audio. I swear that's what he says.
They've got the guy face down on the floor.
Yeah, probably just let that guy go. Yeah, yeah.
And then they start just dragging him across the floor by his cuffed hands.
I saw that, yeah.
Man.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And then, finally somebody, just get him a blanket. Cover his
bare ass up.
Yeah, come on.
He's still laying on his belly.
And maybe get the guy some help.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you put the guy away forever. That's just stupid.
Don't stand in front of him.
He probably had, he's got problems there,
No, he may have a mental incapacitation defense.
But when he broke, didn't he, man? Wrecked his car. Hey, there's a Bass Pro Shop. Why not? Let's go in there and jump in there naked. And hopefully he gets his act together, and the rest of his life he's got that video to share. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, I'm better now. All right. I hope so.
I wish I had a sliver of that confidence.
Just to jump into a thing naked like that?
With the dong that size?
Well, you just need a touch of insanity, apparently.
Yeah.
It's a pretty small dong if you look closer at it. Yeah, Bush told me that yesterday.
Want to get into the doc's email here?
Sure.
Dr. Justin said a couple of great topics last week. Oh, this is about how much of the earth weighed. Energy, matter, and the law of conservation have been covered at great lengths recently. I just needed to clarify that energy, usually in the form of heat, is a big part of this with respect to weight loss and many other systems. And speaking of weight loss, I totally agree this should not be the focus of health-conscious changes for 2024. Work on other goals and the weight loss will follow. Here are my top five suggestions for any patient or person wanting to improve the health in 2024.
All right, let's hear it.
Quit smoking.
Broke already.
Quit tobacco use, including vaping, yesterday. Reduce sugar intake, especially in liquids with added sugars like juices, soft drinks, sweet coffee drinks, and the goal of eliminating sugar completely. Move. Deliberately raise your heart rate through some kind of physical activity or 150 minutes a week and add resistance training at any age.
I got to figure out what 150 minutes is. Okay.
It's about two and a half hours.
Right, yeah. I got it.
See your doctor and dentist regularly for all your preventative care and health maintenance. Manage any chronic health problems diligently and aggressively. The best time to act is today. and interact with people that you care about and define as a community. That's kind of overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the people you work with.
Yeah, that too.
Interact with people? Come on.
Yeah. Ticks. Ticks can carry all kinds of bacteria and viruses. Found that.
What was the story of the ticks we had earlier? The horrible tick story.
It was the priest that got bit on his Peter, and he didn't flick it off.
He
chopped his own dink off.
Yeah. Yep. There's a skeeter on your Peter. Chop it off. That's not the song.
Did it
drive
him mad?
Well, it was tick-borne encephalopathy. Like, his brain was swelling.
Yeah.
His brain was swelling because of the tick, and then he just psychosis after that.
More priests could do that without the ticks.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they should really.
Oh,
stop
regarding
that.
The
that
woman,
Catholic church things just stop.
And the jet existing. Ski. I think there was another woman very tragically hurt by a jet ski propulsion in the past. This poor woman may have even ruptured her uterus. There is a.
But she didn't die. That girl we talked about died.
Yeah, there is a rich blood supply to this area, making any injury of this magnitude very severe. If that jet hits your balls, it would rip through them like a fire hose through toilet paper before blowing through your anus and perforating your rectum or colon. Good morning.
I'm surprised that doesn't happen
wrong
more
that.
Often.
That sounded hot.
Yeah.
Blowing through Uranus. You're right, because if you've been on the back of a jet ski, you could easily fall off.
It's super common to fall off of a jet
ski. Right.
Well, that's why I didn't understand why they were charging the husband.
I don't either.
Like, that just seems like a freak accident.
It is a freak accident.
There's no intent.
When the kids were smaller and they couldn't ride their own, we'd run our jet skis at the beach, they were on the back when I'd drive it. Now, they didn't fall off, but they could easily fell off. You know?
Yeah, I mean, you just lose your grip for a half a second, and you're off the back of the thing, and then it's just a freak set of circumstances.
Right.
And it's that rooster tail thing that rips through, right?
Yeah.
You think there was some way they could maybe redirect that or not?
Well, it's got to go somewhere.
Yeah. It's supposed to not happen
not
often.
Not all the jet skis have those.
Yeah.
No, but you don't hear about it all the time.
But
it does happen.
It might not have been. It might not have been that rooster tail thing you're thinking of, Todd. It might have been the actual,
she must have got right down
propulsion,
on
the exhaust,
or whatever it is that's under the water that causes the thing to go forward.
Yeah,
right.
And I guess there's no way around that if you want it to move forward.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of balls, your seminal vesicles and prostate produce seminal fluid. Testes make the swimmers. The contents meet, which activates the sperm and brings them to life and arrive outside the body when conditions are right.
We were right about that. The baby making stuff's in your nuts. Right.
I arrives outside your body when conditions are right.
Testes make the swimmers. Testes are balls, right?
Yes.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
And Baltimore is not on Lake Erie.
No.
Learning things this morning.
Write them down. Take notes, Nick.
Right.
Testes are balls you should have known already.
Chesapeake Bay.
And you should have known Baltimore is not on Lake Erie, too.
On the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
It's been a very informative morning.
Jim Suggs came in and thought it was drugs that make Nick think that Baltimore was on. Jim thinks you kids on drugs.
This is the only time I've ever considered where Baltimore might be located.
It's not on the Lake Erie.
Oh, yeah. See, because I'm not on drugs. I think about that all the time.
You are on drugs. That's why you think it on any time. Right.
This list of things you should do to help yourself out, though, I don't do many of those.
Where are we at on that?
No, the list.
To quit smoking.
Yeah.
Reduce sugar intake. We just got the big Valentine's mix of the gummy bears, the individual bags. That's great.
My problem is lately, and I can avoid them year round, is that there's still some leftover cookies laying around from the holidays. And you know what? I don't buy them, but they're just there.
But you do eat them.
A sweet tooth is one cookie, you know?
I do like the gummy bears, and I do like a little dark chocolate.
Valentine's is a really good candy holiday.
Oh, it's around the corner, right? Yeah, man.
There's some new Twizzlers out. Like, we haven't been able to find them anywhere, but they're like little heart shaped Twizzlers. Like, it's the best Twizzler I've ever tasted.
Ever? Okay.
I probably should have said anything, because now it'd be harder to find.
I'm all about the preventative care and health maintenance, but you know what they don't cover in insurance is that kind of stuff, and I don't get it.
Oh, you want me to tell you about insurance here? I got a great story about it. It's my son, and I don't know how people can exist without insurance, and how the richest country in the world can't provide it for people. It's asinine. So my son goes in. Eventually, he spent like two different nights in the hospital for his stones. Yeah, kidney stones. And then he had two separate things where they went in with a stent and tried to kill one and take it out, blah, blah. So basically he had two different places. Two times he went under, two nights in a hotel. Our particular insurance.
The hotel or the hospital?
The hospital, excuse me. I said hotel, I'm sorry, hospital. So our particular, and I have insurance through the company, obviously, and our particular insurance is not bad, but there is a deductible. So the deductible was probably ended up being about, since I think our insurance just kicked in December. I think we upped it. I don't know if you, who, I know Puss is on his wife's and Nick's not on ours, but Todd's on ours. So it kicked in December, I believe. So it was brand new at that point. So I had no deductible at all on that. So I'm out $4,000 probably out of pocket for this whole thing. Guess what the bill would have been if I didn't have insurance?
$60,000.
$100,000.
Six figures.
Easy. Somewhere between that, by the way. Ended up being about $770,000.
Holy man. Wow. Yeah.
That is not life-threatening at all. Just this, what he had to go under and all that stuff. And I thought to myself, this is unbelievable what people have to go through. That puts people in debt the rest of their lives. And that's just $70,000. Some of the people were, you know, think about that.
Well, that's one of those situations.
And by the way, Trump wants to get rid of Obamacare, too, by the way, just in case you have Obamacare,
well,
which a lot of people do.
Well, because Obama invented it.
But that's one of those situations you always hear about where somebody gets that giant bill, and then they can't pay, and then there's penalties, and then there's you know, compounded interest.
Right.
And all of a sudden, $70,000 is $4.5 million, and they're never going to be able to dig out from under that.
It's crazy.
That's crazy. And that should not happen to anybody.
Well, no. Insurance companies,
especially for a kid,
seem to work against their own interests, too. Like, I go to a physical therapist just for a tune-up every once in a while, and that's out-of-pocket for me. If they paid for that, it's preventative stuff. If I wanted to invoke my insurance, I could just skip the physical therapist and wait until I have to have surgery for something, and then they can pay me a lot of money. I don't understand why they mental health. It's tough to get mental health on insurance.
I can tell you
and
why.
And it's tough to get preventative care, any kind of preventative care.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't
why,
be.
But no. We know why. You know, everybody wants to get rich, and they don't care about the people. Unless you got money, they didn't care about you. But that was unbelievable. Because I just got the bill sent to me and what it would have cost and then what the insurance paid. And I said, oh, my God. You know.
It's crazy.
It is nuts.
I never look at medical bills because I'm not going to pay them. It could say whatever on it. Like, yeah, good luck with that.
My two surgeries.
And, oh, yeah, what were they cost?
The ambulance ride.
That sounds like a sitcom.
All of that would have added
two
up
surgeries
to about a little over $200,000.
Easily.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I think I paid about $10,000 out of pocket for all of that.
And by the way, the out of pocket. It's a lot of money. I mean,
yes, it is.
I mean, I had $4,000 I could do it with, but you know, a lot of people don't have $4,000 laying around. So that would have to be that would just be a payment program to begin with, too. That the $4,000.
Well, just you see pieces about if you have to take an ambulance ride somewhere. A lot of times that's not even covered at all.
Right.
And people end up with multiple.
And they go, no ambulance. I want to pay for that.
They get thousands of dollars in bills for taking an ambulance ride that might only be 10 minutes long.
Yeah, I think my ambulance ride was $6,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Did they at least let you pick what music you can listen to?
No, probably not. You know,
$6,000.
I was in shock at that point anyway. So, all right. John Cryer later on this morning. Everybody's in the playoffs on this show except for the Vikings. Todd can't have nothing.
I don't want to be in the playoffs anyway.
Again.
No, you would have got beat in the playoffs. We're going to get beat in the playoffs.
At least two of us get one more game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Nick might get two.
They might win the Super Bowl, Nick.
They got to get through Baltimore.
Nah, nobody's getting
if they can find it.
Yeah.
Luckily, you're not flying the plane.
If they're like other Chief fans, they won't know where Baltimore is.
No clue.
Fly over Lake Erie. Is that it? No, they'll land in Cleveland.
We'll find it sooner or later.
You know, we just landed in Cleveland. That's because
Nick
told us. I made
three laps around Lake Erie and can't find Baltimore anywhere. The hell?
Nick thought Baltimore was on Lake Erie. All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Another Millard South grad. I love throwing that out there.
My buddy Johnny wants to know.
I was in the Honor Society.
Is a piece of ass in a unitard the latest play Mark Allen is producing?
Come on back.
This is the